Greetings, beautiful people. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Peace and abundant blessings to each and every one of you. I'm Sheree Hardy. Welcome to Bad Thought Therapy. Welcome back if you have tuned in before. I don't even know where to begin. There are so many episodes I want to do, and I just have not had a chance to pause, but I interrupted viewing the movie that I'm going to talk about tonight that I had been waiting on, the one that I wanted to fly all the way over to Nigeria to see. I'm watching it and I just had to pause. And this is probably my seventh time watching this movie. It's by none other than the Nigerian filmmaker and actress Biden Steven. And the movie that I'm talking about is Big Love. Big Love. And it stars two very gifted actors, Timini Egbertson and also Bembo Ademoye. It stars these two incredible actors. And I discovered both of them by watching another movie that Biden Steven had done, Breaded Life. It was on Netflix. Big Love is on Amazon. So if you have Amazon Prime, you're able to tune in and it comes a part of your package. When I tell you it is, Biden Steven, God bless her, she has a gift. And she knows how to tell just a good old-fashioned love story. It's simple as that. Big Love is a very simple love story. And by the way, I'm going to give some spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, just put pause or turn me off for a second, because I am going to give some spoilers. I'll try not to give too many, but it's a classic love story of two young people who, I would say this, in her movies, in this particular movie, the male lead character is really in love with this character named Adina. And so what makes you love this, I think, is every single woman would want a man to love her the way Adil loves Adina. And every woman would want that, where someone is caring and nurturing and just cares about her as a human being. And that's what she is able to capture. I won't tell you what the conflict is. You know, I'm an ELA teacher. So in every story, there's a conflict, and there is a conflict in the story. And I could relate to the young woman's character, because if you have been hurt, it is so difficult to open up your heart to be to trust being in a relationship again. You're trying so hard to avoid being hurt. And I think Adina, that's why she's not quick to want to just fall in love and get involved. Just a great love story, you guys. Movie Therapy, again, I have watched it now. I think this is my seventh time. I don't know, maybe longer, more times than that. I've been waiting on it to come out somewhere in America, because y'all gotta understand, I had prayed for God to give me the money to fly to Nigeria because I wanted to be at the premiere of this movie. Because of these two gifted actors, they have a chemistry that is just magical. They just, you know, if they're acting, because they're not in a relationship, so they are acting, but you would think that, and they're gifted actors. When you think about the range of emotions and just studying them, it's just amazing. But yes, a classic love story. You have to see it. If you don't have Amazon, get the trial where you can have, you know, you can see it. And maybe worth getting Amazon. There's so many great movies there. And I found a little treasure trove, because I've always watched since they started streaming, I get most of my Nigerian movies from Netflix, but I found out that Amazon Prime also has my favorite genre, and that's Nollywood now. But it's a beautiful love story. And it's just like a relief. Like I watched it when I came home from work one day just to relax, and it's just so beautiful. So if you have not seen Big Love, by Dun Stephen. You definitely want to get to Amazon. It's there. I don't know if you can buy it on DVD yet. I don't know if they're still doing DVDs. But this is just a great classic love story. And again, great acting, great direction. There is not a slow period, a slow downtime, you know, just from the beginning to the end. You get right into it. All the other characters also accentuate this film. The person who plays Azadil's father, the person who plays his mother, and then his auntie. These are all actresses, except no, the mother I hadn't seen in another movie, but the other actresses and actors I've seen in other movies, the brother. It's just a great cast, and I think that is why Biden Stevens's movies are so powerful, because she's choosing the right people to play these different parts. And she just manages this in a way that I just think is so incredible. Again, simple love story. He's in love with someone, and he's in love with her, but his family may not, he believes his family may have an issue with something that she has going on, and she does too, and it's just so beautiful. Anyway, it's just so good to see love like that on film. You might not have it in reality, but you can always see it on a great movie. Reddit Life, I probably watch Reddit Life more than I watch any other movie in my life, literally. Now, the beginning of Reddit Life, I only watched like one time, and then I would sort of fast forward until, again, Tamini and Bimbo meet. When they met in Reddit Life, that's when I just watch it from there. And just, again, the chemistry. Biden Steven has these strong male characters who are, that seem to love, you know, he really loves Adina's character. He cares about her. Who doesn't want that? And you know what's interesting? Last night, my daughter and I watched this lady from TikTok. She did a 50-part video, I don't know what you call this, vlog, about a relationship that was based on a lot of different lies. She had been deceived, and she got involved with someone, and her whole video vlog is about, you know, how she discovered all these different lies. Now, I'm gonna tie these things in together, because in Big Love, there is a lie. There's a big lie, and lies, you know, we know that in the end they're going to be revealed. At some point, the truth is going to come out. And so we want to, you know, the life lesson is that we always want to just tell the truth. You won't know what's really going to happen if you are deceptive. So tying in two different stories, I was thinking about doing two different podcasts, but the young lady on TikTok who did the 50-part series, she got involved with a person she didn't know. And that's something that I talk about a lot. I've written about this. I've talked about it. Is one of the ways you can save yourself a lot of pain and frustration, heartache. You can save your life. You can save yourself from all kinds of problems is by waiting, getting to know people before you get involved. And the young lady on TikTok, I could relate to her. I could relate to some of the things she experienced. I could relate to her when I was her age, because I'm almost 60 years old. So what I want for my life is so different from what I wanted when I was 25, when I was 35. And I don't want to sound negative, and I don't want to project this on anyone, but I think sometimes our reality is negative. And I'm not a person that lives with delusions. I face reality. And the reality is most people will never find true love. And it has a lot to do with not understanding how to find it. And I don't want to blame men, but I think a lot of the issues do come from them. And I do think that we have to do a better job of raising our young men and older men and all that. Frederick Douglass has this quote where he says something like, it's easier to raise strong children than to repair broken men. And that is so true. But for young people who still may have hope and they have these beautiful ideals about love and relationships, I still pray that they can find beautiful relationships. And I know that's extremely, extremely hard. I try to, when I'm talking about these issues, I don't want to sound like I'm just making men be out to be the bad guy, because they're really not. But this young lady, at the end of her 50 episode series, she said something like she wanted love. Basically, in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing. She was saying, you know, I made this mistake. I got involved with this guy I really didn't know, because what I really wanted was just love. What she really wanted was someone to just love her. And she was willing to love someone back. I think a lot of women have that. And unfortunately, that's not what they get. And why? I've been thinking about the why, because I'm one of those people, I'm just a social scientist by nature. Like, why? But I do believe it has, of course, it has a lot to do with how males are raised versus how girls are raised. But I think in general, it has a lot to do with our humanity. So as humans, we are naturally selfish, or we're self-centered or self-focused. That's just natural, right? We have to be taught how to be unselfish, how to think about other people, how to be considerate, how to serve, which means that you have to give some things up and you sacrifice, and it's not about you, it's about empowering other people. And through doing that, we are empowered ourselves. So when I was thinking about the why, because I'm getting ready to do something with history, and I every now and then I'll just read about these incredible men in history who had just one wife. They were good husbands, they were good fathers, they seemed to be committed to being good fathers and being good husbands, but even more so, they were focused on being good representatives of the Black community. So I became like, I said, well, what is it? Why do you have sometimes these kind of men? And then you have men who are just all over the place. They're manipulative, they lie, they steal, they cheat, all these different things. And what I think it is, because I've been thinking about this after seeing her show, is I think it has to do with a man being focused on someone other than himself. What I see is that whenever a man is focused on loving his wife and his children, and he's focused on them, he usually is a better husband, father, human being. You have different men, and everything is just about them. Everything is about their survival. And in order to survive, they have to manipulate. They're inadequate in some way. And so instead of trying to deal with that inadequacy, they learn how to manipulate and use deception and trickery to try to get what they want. But it's because they're just thinking only about themselves. And that's why my heart ached when I saw this young lady's video, because I could relate to that, where, what did she say? There was something, another thing at the end that she said. Oh, this is what really got me, because I could relate to this, when she said, he never really loved me. He didn't even like me. And the realization of that, and she liked this guy, she would have been willing to work with this guy. And I got to talk about this a little bit more, but the realization of that is so very painful, but it's true. Because he wasn't even thinking about her. He wasn't thinking about her well-being. You know, did she have her needs? And it's like that when you know that someone has used you just so they can survive. They didn't like you, they didn't love you, but they saw, okay, hey, you're a stable person, you're a hard worker, I'm going to use this up. And he was intentional about his deception and trickery. But here's the thing, and I want to talk about this a little bit. What she didn't do, and I want to do a podcast on this, she didn't take full ownership of everything. You know, she, this lady married somebody, finds out that he lied about almost everything. She confronts one of his past wives, and the past wife says, ex-wife says something like, well, don't blame yourself. He tricked you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing. I don't think blame is the right verb, but I do think in order for you to really, really heal is you have to take ownership of your life. You have to say, it doesn't matter what he did or didn't do. He would not have been in my life if I didn't allow him to be in my life. So here are the lessons. You know, number one, if you marry a stranger, if you marry somebody you don't know, you're probably going to suffer in some way. Now, she had a praying mother, and Jesus, the ancestors, everybody had their hands on her, and she was able to come out of that with her life, and I think her sanity, I think she's going to be all right. And I do think that, I don't think she was, you know, she got a disease, because there was a rumor that the guy had HIV or had AIDS. I don't know if that's true, you know, but I'm saying allegedly. But the point is that you have to take ownership of your life, and you have to realize that you can't be hurt unless you let someone hurt you. So one of the mistakes that she made was she got involved with a guy she didn't know. And there were some red flags there, huge red flags. Number one, anytime a person is trying to move in with you and they really don't know you, that's a big, really big red flag, because this is why most people are not going to be in a relationship. Because you really should not, a man or woman, no one should marry unless you can stand on your own two feet. If you haven't been able to manage your own money and to manage your own life, and you try to get with somebody else, it's not going to work. And I've seen this happen, you know, thousands of times. It happens every day of the week. People get involved. They don't know the person. The person can't manage himself. And then you get involved. And then you become really, you become more like the caretaker. You become a surrogate mother to a grown man, a male, because if you question manhood or whatever, but you become that surrogate, and you don't have to. So anytime you're dealing with that, that's a telltale sign that that person should be in a relationship. No one is saying, hey, you know, get your life together, you know, try to be responsible. And I know it's not easy, but you can do it. That kind of, nobody's talking to men like that and trying to help them learn ways to be responsible. But he didn't care for her and ended up using her. She let him use her. And at the end of the day, she felt she believed some of the lies. Now, she found out later. It all ties together with Big Love. You have this situation where you have a guy that really loves Adil, the main character, male character, really loves Idina. He really cares for her well-being. He's attentive. He's engaged. He's into her. And again, it's fantasy, because it doesn't happen a lot in real life. It does happen sometimes. Sometimes you do have that. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen a lot. And so you have these tragic stories every day. Like I said, this TikToker, she was able to walk away with her life. And she was able to walk away with still have some money left, you know, and that kind of thing. And it was very painful. And I really hurt for her. And because some of the things, like I said, I've gone through myself. But you have to take full ownership. If you get involved with somebody you don't know, then, and they trick you, you got to say, okay, if I got myself in this, it's not, that person's going to do whatever he or she does. Okay, people do what they do. You're not going to control that. You can't inspire that. I think one of the biggest myths is that as a young woman, when you're growing up, you're taught directly and indirectly that everything a man does is dependent upon what you do. And the brutal reality is that's definitely not true. Because you can, you know, a lot of times they talk about the physical part. So it's about looks. You could be the most beautiful woman in the world. Flawless skin, teeth, hair, body, whatever. It doesn't determine how a man is going to treat you. It doesn't mean that he will treat you better because you look good. It doesn't, there's no guarantee that you'll be treated well because you're nice to that man, or you're loyal, or you're kind, or you're caring about him. None of those things matter. And I always tell this story about the bowl, and I know people are tired of it, but, and I don't know if I'm going to subtitle this one Mother to Daughter, but I tell this story about this bowl because it's just a great analogy how this man went to a yard sale, bought a bowl for $2 or $3. Turns out that bowl was worth millions of dollars. And the question is, why would someone sell a bowl for $2 or $3 when it's worth millions? It's because they don't know the worth. And that's the situation, unfortunately, for most women. A man, if he doesn't know your worth, if he doesn't value the things that he should or he could, whatever you do is simply not going to matter. It's not going to matter how fine you are. It's not going to matter how nice you are, how loyal you are, how loving you are. It does not matter. And that is the myth, delusion that many women have. I've been there. Like, you think, okay, if I'm just nice or I'm loyal, and you just into that guy, and he could care less. When she said he never even liked her, he never even loved her, I actually had said that, I think, on my podcast. And the realization of that is so painful, because if a person loves you, and I'm not saying a person who loves you can't hurt you, because you can, but when they're hurting you maliciously, like someone is maliciously trying to do something to hurt you or manipulate you, they cannot love you when they're purposely doing that. You know, you got women being poisoned, you know, to have that happen to you is bad. You have men that they don't like you, but they want to live with you. Like, they want to use your house and use you up while they go to the strip club, or they go sleep with other men and women. And, you know, if you're naive, you'll think you don't know that. But that's the reality that a lot of women are facing. And, you know, I'm on YouTube sometimes, and you see these horrific stories, and it's like, that really happened. Like, this man got married to a woman that he knew he wasn't going to be faithful to. He knew that he wasn't, and he didn't give her a chance to say, hey, you know what? I like to sleep with men and women, but I want to marry you. He didn't tell her that. He didn't give her a chance to say, you know what? I signed up for that. Or no, bro, just going down the road, I'm good. The deception is what the issue is. And I know that in the Black community, one of the biggest issues is sexuality. Like, these, you know, we are not as open and, you know, accepting, I guess, of people who want to practice non-heterosexual practices. So Black men oftentimes feel like they have to hide who they are. They have to hide their identity. And my daughter, we always talk about this, like, people can live their truth, because, or just tell people, and that's just not going to happen. I saw a show recently, and they were talking about this, and one of the panel members was bisexual, and he said, you know, I tell, you know, women, everybody knows now that I'm bisexual, and I don't sleep with both at the same time, but many men don't do that. So you got that deception going on. I think in this case, there was some of that going on. You have the thing about, you know, okay, people don't have enough money to pay their bills, so they're looking for a place to stay, or they're looking for some stability. And it'd be nice if brother would come to somebody and say, you know what, look, I really don't have enough money to live out on my own, but, you know, I would love to share whatever you have, and I could help you maybe in some ways. We could help each other. It's not like that. It's people are being deceptive. Like, in his case, he pretended like he had money that he didn't have. And there were signs that he was telling her things, but he wasn't showing her things. And that's another life lesson. Ladies, let me tell you something. Do not be deceived by words. Oh my goodness, how many of us have been tricked by what someone said? And they can be, and you know, it's amazing when I look back over my life and I think, and they could just be saying stuff for long periods of time, but there is no action. How do we get tricked? Because they say we are stimulated by what we hear, but you got to start using your other sense, the sense of sight. When a person doesn't show you, it's not tangible, it's not real. And that's just the reality that you need to pay close attention to. Going back to Big Love, Adil, the main character, he shows Adina in every way that he loves her and he cares for her. I'm trying not to give too many spoilers because, you know, I can give a spoiler. But y'all need to see Big Love. If you just still believe in love and you want to keep hope alive, watch Big Love. It's such a beautiful movie. It's such a classic love story. God bless Biden and Steven for creating this. She did the same thing with Breaded Life. She used the same actors. In Breaded Life, the main female character, she helps I remember their names, but she helps the male character, but he gives back. And that's the beauty of, that's how a relationship should be. But again, I've been trying to figure out what it is. And I think that whenever you have men and they believe that their purpose really is to take care of a woman and to take care of their children, those men behave better. Versus you have men and they're existing. They're not thinking about any other person but themselves. Or all they're doing is thinking. They're not acting. So when they go and get something to eat, they don't think, hey, my child doesn't have anything to eat. Or even if they say, oh, the mother got her. I know she's probably eating. No, you should still bring some groceries. But it's a level of selfishness. And I guess that's what narcissism is. There's a level of selfishness that is clinical where that person can only think of himself. When they buy a coat, they don't think, oh, let me get my child a coat. When they're not concerned that their child, you know, does my child have the best living situation? And they'll think, oh, the mother got it and she's out here struggling and she can't pay for anything and she's struggling. And yes, she's taking care of it, but she's stressed out beyond what she should be because that other person doesn't think, well, let me find ways to help her be a stronger mother and a better mother. It's just pure selfishness. It's spiritual. And I'm not one to say people are going to go to hell. I'm not one of those kind of people. But I do wonder about the soul of a person who lives his entire life with deceit and lies and selfishness. I do wonder, like, how could this person, you know, live with themselves? And I'm going to tell you a story. I knew a woman and she and her, she had a child with a man, and the child fortunately didn't grow up around him. He didn't want to be around. He didn't want to be a father. He didn't care about anybody. He never loved her. And he acted like he wanted to try to reconcile with his daughter. Now, he knew where his daughter lived, but this man would literally have packages sent to her house, his packages sent to her house. But in 33 years, he never sent his daughter a package, never sent his daughter a birthday card or Christmas card. And that's the kind of thing that I mean when I say that a person can just be so self-absorbed that it's clinical. Not once, even though he knows where his child lives, has he ever tried to say, hey, let me do something special, because the problem is that he's incapable of thinking about anybody other than himself. So you have that. So that's why you're going to love Big Love, because Big Love is about a young man who is thoughtful and kind and sensitive and caring, and he really loves her. And what I love is that she's broken because she's had a bad experience, but he's trying to love her through all of that. So y'all, watch the movie. It is on Amazon Prime. I think Amazon Prime is everywhere. Go ahead and watch it. Thank you, Biden, Steven, Timini, and Bimbo. You guys are so gifted. You are gifted actors and actresses, gifted actor and actress. May you all just continue to have great careers, because I'm just looking forward to so many more movies with everybody. Peace and blessings, y'all. That was my episode on Big Love. Take care.